In the 8th century BC, the Greek poet Homer wrote the Odyssey. In one part of the story, Odysseus and his sailors must pass by the island of the Sirens. The Sirens would entice sailors with their songs of seduction toward the rocks of the island so that their ships would be destroyed. Odysseus told his crew to put wax in their ears, but to tie him to the mast of the ship and ignore him as they sailed past the island. Hearing the siren song, Odysseus pleaded to be untied, but the sailors ignored him and sailed to safety. In the 3rd century BC, another Greek poem was written called Argonautica. In this poem, Jason and the Argonauts are to also pass by the Sirens' island. However, on their ship was the talented musician Orpheus. As they passed by the island, Orpheus played even more beautiful music on his lyre, and Jason and his crew safely sailed past the Sirens' enticing song. This is like Jesus' love for us versus the enticement of evil desires. Seduction to do evil and satanic forces are all around, seeking to draw you toward destruction. But Jesus' loving sacrifice, resurrection, and invitation to join his everlasting kingdom, even now, is so much better. So how will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.